Statistics don't lie, but they fib a lot. I've been trying to recreate my GlassBiz website this past month after my evil host deleted all my data they've been entrusted with the past 13 years. Relax, I'm not going to reiterate the pitfalls of web design for beginners like myself. But in the course of noodling around the edges of my site, I came across another site that, lo and behold, ranked mine according to all kinds of semi-useless statistics. For instance, ArchibaldGlass.com received an Alexa ranking of 858,808 in the world. In the world. Now, this may seem to you like a ridiculously low ranking. And for all I know, there are only 858,809 websites in the world, and I'm rock bottom. But the surprising part to me was that it's ranked at all. And furthermore, it tells me that the site gets 3,500 visitors a day and 4,100 page views and over 100,000 a month. Work with me here now. If we extrapolate, and statistics love to be extrapolated, that means I have over 1 million people checking out my Glass every year. Just like you, I figured these folks were trying to sell me something, but no, they were just number crunchers, and if anybody needs number crunching, it's probably me and my sad little website. Of course, once I sat down and stopped congratulating myself, stopped imagining the advertising revenue I could generate off 1 million hits a year, stop fantasizing about a retirement in Rio, I get to thinking, God, there aren't 1 million people interested in stained glass. No way. And certainly not my glass. Come on, get real. But statistics don't lie. Or do they? So I went to this blog site, SkeeterDaddleDiaries.net, and wowie zowie, this site is ranked 714,233 in the world, with 25% more visitors than the site ranked 858,809. I beat the socks off that glass website. No doubt a lot more folks interested in the South End than public glass art. What I realized is that the real money isn't in glass or blog sketches. It's in web design. I may finally have found my niche in life. Give me time and a few more websites to design, and you bet I'll break through the 500,000 ranking. Eat my dust, web.com.